Hillary, it's me in the back of the room.
Engagement session in the auditorium on October 19th, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m.
Milton Miller, can you please come to the stage?
Well, okay, I have mics. I don't have slides, so up here. I need the slide projection, please. This is beautiful, but this is also beautiful. Thank you. So welcome, everyone, to the engagement session on the IANA stewardship transition. I am Alyssa Cooper. I'm the chair of the IANA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group, otherwise known as the ICG. And we're here today to provide you with a status update on the stewardship transition and the proposal that we have been working on in the ICG and in the communities. And hopefully that piece will be short, the status update, and then we will field questions and comments from all of you. The goal here is to get your feedback and input and answer any questions that you may have. I'm joined up here with a selection of ICG members, one of our co-chairs, Patrick Falstrom, who represents the ESSAC, Jean-Jacques Souperin, who is from ALAC, Milton Mueller from the GNSO, Martin Boyle from the CCNSO, Wolf Ulrich Knobin from the GNSO, and Lynn St. Amour from the Internet Architecture Board. These folks were our key leaders in reviewing the public comments received about the proposal, and so they have the most depth of knowledge about those comments. But we have other ICG members in the room as well who may be called on to answer questions as they come up from the audience. One thing I will say is that I was thinking about our group and the process that we've gone through, and it reminded me of a team that I work with back in my day job at work, and it's a team that runs kind of operational infrastructure for one of the products that my company sells, and they have an initiative called the Quest for Boring. So as an operational team, you know, when you first set something up at the beginning, nothing works. The service is coming up and down all the time. There's constantly these fire alarms that are going off. But over time, as you get better and better at the process and you learn more about everything that you're trying to do, you can go on this quest for boring. And that's what they've done. They've gone on a quest for their jobs to be boring, to not have these fire alarms going off, for everything to just kind of go along at its normal pace and to not have any surprises. And I think as the ICG, we're nearing the end of our quest for boring as compared to some of the other processes that people may have been involved in. We're pretty much there. So hopefully that's reflected in what we have to talk about today. Just a quick review of the process that we've gone through from the beginning when NTIA made the announcement about the IANA stewardship transition. A few months later, we as the ICG were constituted, and then we issued a request for proposals that went out to the three operational communities dealing with names, numbers, and call parameters. Over the months that followed, we received proposals from those communities. From the protocol parameters and numbers, we received proposals in January of this year, and then from names in June. We assessed those proposals both individually and in combination, and that took us up to July of this year. And then we issued a call for public comments in July, a 40-day public comment period, and we've now assessed and analyzed and incorporated feedback from those public comments. So we received 157 comments in the public comment period from individuals, from organizations of every kind and shape, all of the different constituents of ICANN and broader organizations interested in the transition. We received comments in four different languages. We had the transition proposal translated, and we also had the comments translated back into English for our review. And as you can see, we received comments from all over the world and from global organizations that don't have a specific jurisdictional home. So a lot of variety in terms of the comments and the commenters received that we received. I wanted to just give kind of a summary of what we heard in the public comments. First of all, as with respect to support for the proposal, the majority of the comments that we received were supportive of the transition proposal that we've put out. Some of these were qualified based on outstanding questions about a variety of different aspects, about ICANN accountability, about the root zone maintainer, about intellectual property related to the IANA functions, and about other issues. So while they were qualified, they still expressed some support. So that's about 65% of the comments that we received. And those came, again, from a wide variety of individuals and organizations, from the operational communities themselves, from SOs and ACs, businesses, civil society groups, governments, every flavor of group we received some supportive comments from. We also received some comments that were strictly not supportive of the proposal at all. That was a much smaller fraction, and I can see that I've lost actually part of my legend here. So that was a smaller fraction. Again, a small fraction of folks who are just opposed to the transition itself. And for those comments, we acknowledged them and then sort of put them to the side as the ICG's mandate is to deliver a transition proposal. So we understand that some people don't want the transition to take place, but not really something that's actionable for us because we are working to have the transition take place. And then the pink slice that you can see there where we lost the legend is for, there were some comments where support or opposition for the proposal was not specified. Was not clear, or the comment was not really proposal itself, so we couldn't really classify them as supporting or opposing. There were a number of key themes that emerged from the public comment period. The first is the dependency on the outcomes of the CCWG accountability work, which if you were in this room for the previous session, you heard all about. So this was highlighted across many, many, many of the comments. Everyone has acknowledged that there is outstanding work to be done in the CCWG and that there is a dependency between the NAMES community proposal and the completion of that work. We also got a lot of comments about the post-transition IANA, the BI. And in part, I think many of these comments are reflective of the fact that, again, we received the proposals from the three communities at different points in time. The PTI is a construct that was created and documented after we received the proposals from the numbers and protocol parameters communities. And as a result, because the PTI does affect all three of the communities potentially, there were many questions about the relationship between various of the entities that will engage with the PTI, and lots of questions about how that would all work when combined for all three of the communities. Also questions about the remit of the PTI board and the membership and how it would be structured, and questions about and comments about what would happen if one or more of the operational communities decided to choose a different operator for its IANA function, how the coordination would work in that case. We received lots of comments about the root zone maintainer role. So as we know, there are multiple different roles involved in the administration of the root zone. They include the IANA operator, the root zone maintainer, which is currently VeriSign, and the root zone administrator, which is currently the NTIA. And those relationships, because NTIA intends to exit from its role, will need to be revised from what they are today, where VeriSign has a cooperative agreement with NTIA. But the details of those revisions are not strictly included in the CWG component of the transition proposal. So we received a lot of feedback about the need for that process to go forward, its transparency, its potential outcomes. The next one that we've highlighted as a theme was the jurisdiction of ICANN. This was touched on in the previous session as well, and we had some commenters who had opinions about what the jurisdiction of ICANN should be, whether it's a topic that should have been taken up differently or should be taken up in the future. And as we know, in the transition proposal itself, there's no indication of change in the jurisdiction of ICANN, although it has been selected as a topic for Workstream 2.
وأخيراً المرحلة الأخيرة وهي بخصوص المراجع وكافة المقترحات التي تم استلامها من قبل CCTLD. نحن هنا إذ نقوم بذلك وكيف يمكن تقديم المقترح ككل إلى التعليقات العامة لأجل تبنيه. هناك الكثير من التعليقات حول الكثير من الأشياء وحول الصفة أو السمة العامة للمقترح، ولكننا نحاول أن نشرح هذه العملية و متابعة هذه المواضيع، وإن كانت هناك أي حالات وقد في قمنا ببعض الحالات بإجراء بعض التعديلات حول بعض الأجزاء، وأيضا كانت هناك بعض المسائل المتعلقة بالأجزاء الحساسة من المرحلة الأخيرة من هذه العملية، ونحن هنا نحاول أن نشرح بأن هيئة PTI وكيف يمكن أن نقوم بذلك على هذا المستوى، وأيضا لقد حاولنا أن توضيح هذه المسألة وإعداد كافة المستلزمات اللازمة لإعداد هذه المسألة. وكانت هناك أيضا عندما كنا قد قمنا بتحديد إن كان هناك أي حاجة لإجراء بعض التغييرات الأساسية، وقد قمنا بنشر 13 سؤالا إلى مجموعة CWG، وأيضا أحلنا سؤالين إلى فريق عمل كريسب، وكذلك هناك مجموعة عمل التخطيط التي تندمج هذه الأجوبة الواردة من المجموعتان.
بالنسبة لردود الأفعال التي حصلنا عليها من فترة التعليق العام، كان هناك أسئلة محددة إن كانوا يشعرون أن هذا المقترح يدعم المعايير التي وضعتها NTIA في أول عملية الانتقال، وغالبية المعلقين الذين تكلموا على ذلك وعلقوا عليه شعروا بأنهم يا إما متماشية ومتفقة مع المقترح أو أنها تتماشى مع النقاط الأخرى التي يمكن حلها بسهولة فيما بعد. وفي حسب تقييمنا وحسب قراءتنا لجميع هذه التعليقات الآتية من قبل المجتمع، الICG شعرت أن هذه النقاط والمعايير تم الالتزام بها حسب المقترح لعملية الانتقال. واحد من النقاط الأساسية هي التأكد من عملية ضمان سلامة وأمن واستقرار الDNS، ونحن أيضا في الICG أكدنا على أهمية الاحتياج لحل أي مشاكل وإعادة النظر في أدوار مشغلي المهام الأيانة للتأكد من عملية دعم استقرار وأمن وسلامة الDNS. فبالنسبة لتحديث الوضع الذي نعمل عليه، التقينا السبت والأحد من هذا الأسبوع وقمنا بتحسينات وتوضيحات، وهناك بعض الأشياء البسيطة التي علينا أن نتعامل فيها يوم الخميس والجمعة القادمين لتحسينها وتنقيحها، وما نتطلع له هو أن يكون عندنا مقترح وتوصية أساسية هامة متكاملة وتتماشى مع أيضا المعطيات التي ستأتي لنا من قبل CCWG والCWG بخصوص المساءلة. فبالنسبة لوضع الICG تو ما نصل إلى هذه النقطة، سوف نعطي التحديثات للمجتمع لكي يعرف الجميع ما هي القرارات النهائية التي وصلنا لها وحصلنا عليها، ويستطيع في ذاك الوقت أن يراجع ويراقب المقترح النهائي بكل التصليحات التي تمت عليه. وأيضا في النهاية سيكون هناك انتظار للتأكيد من قبل CCWG عما إن كانت متطلباتها قد تم الالتزام بها، والنتائج الخاصة التي نبعت من العمل CCWG أيضا تم توثيقها واتخاذها داخل هذا المقترح قبل تقديمه للNTIA. الICG قررنا أيضا أن يظل جزءا وكيانا موجودا حتى إلى نهاية 30 سبتمبر 2016، وهو الموعد المحدد الآن لنقل عملية مهام الأيانة وهذا معناه أننا سنظل نحافظ على قائمة البريد الإلكتروني ويكون عندنا الآليات اللازمة والكافية إن احتاج أي منكم أن يسألنا أسئلة أو يتعامل معنا بخصوص مواضيع معينة تتطلب التنسيق أو تحتاج إلى إجابة، يعرفون كيف يستطيعوا فعل ذلك. ولن نلتقي وجها لوجه كما قلنا من قبل، ولكن سنقوم بوضع المكالمات الهاتفية والاجتماعات عن بعد التي سنحتاجها. وحاليا نحن نتناقش أيضا في عملية اهتمام بأن يكون الاي سي جي له علاقة عمل بخصوص عملية التنفيذ، وهل هذا كان ضروريا أم لا، وتناقشنا في ذلك وسنناقشه في الأيام القادمة خلال هذا الأسبوع. والآن أنا مستعد لأي أسئلة أو إجابة.
رجاء استخدموا هذه الميكروفونات الموضوعة في أمام في الجهة الأمامية من هذه القاعة، سوف نقوم باستلام هذه الأسئلة وأيضا نجيب عليها، وسنحاول أيضا استلام الأسئلة عن من مراكز المشاركة عن بعد. ظلوا رجاء. سؤال هذا هو الوقت المناسب لطرح الأسئلة، رجاء قوموا بطرح ما لديكم. نحن أيضا نحن هنا مع إناس من مراكز المشاركة عن بعد، لا نريد أن نشعر بالملل، رجاء تفضلوا. تم إنجاز المهمة. يعني لا أسئلة لديكم. حسنا أعتقد أننا انتهينا، شكرا للجميع، ونحن متقدمون بأربعين دقيقة. شكرا جزيلا. الجلسة الأخرى في هذه القاعة سوف تبدأ في الساعة 3:15.